אוי, בבנית אוף מבס אישתי, משומתים לי סנאי בתנאי בזן, אימא צחור עד וסה. אוי, בו דק פי זה שיטה. And then, even though that is this שיטה, that even according to Rabbi Huna ברית Rabbi Yeshua, so he still cannot collect from the same tamin, tears money, even tears money, even tears money. So he says, we cannot mention a raya. ואין לו בראי אם הוא קום ארוכה. אף עוד אבדום רבו נזכור, כי הוא נכסי לסין ומתן, אלו אם כן ריביסי חלס בן. So, in other words, one could mention a raya to taste the shit, that these are big tannin. So then, we could not, these are big tannin, so we still couldn't collect, even tears money. Why? Because assuming that tears money you could collect even from Ktanim, so why does the Gemara say, V'yav agad yom amara bo v'por amnes yisim, v'yipor alo b'shvoy. But tears money, he can be gave without shvoy. Let the Gemara mention the bigger chidesh. V'yav agad yom amara, in his kofi, v'yich yisim in Ktan, elin kino yisov yibis a chelesben, but tears money, yes, even though yibis is not a chelesben. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? So isn't that a raya? That they noch name by Ktanim, we cannot be gave it. So that's why the Gemara cannot say, V'avod avdom rabonon, avod avdom amar, in his cooking the sea, sinning Ktanim, elun kisar ribe seichol ben, tears money he can't be gave it. Because from sinning Ktanim he couldn't be gave even tears money. So he says, no, we couldn't mention this raya. So he says, ואין לו ראי מלכום ארוח אף אחד אמרה בו לזקוק מנסים טעם כי הרי בסך לא לבין ואין מהי ומתן את הבדלים ושמו משום רב פופן לא כתמילו של הבדלים because the whole discussion and the מחלק הסטייס וסנדה ושנים is only in connection with רב הונה פרד רב ישוע but in connection with רב פופן there is no shaila so there is no shaila that he couldn't be gave from the same time so in Mele he couldn't say ואבו גבדו ממה אין לזקוק מנסים סנוטנים אלא כי סביב יש חלס בן, but there's money you can be gave from the same time. According to Rav Popper, you couldn't be gave. And the Gemara wanted to mention something that will be true, not only Alibi Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua, but something that will be true even Alibi Rav Popper. משום שמו משום רב פופן נפלו סדר אינני נוקד אהודה בו לפורה להשמינו דיגו ואפילו לא ישווה נלמוד that's a big חידש נלמוד he wants to tell advises that he can be gave even without ישווה That's why he mentions that memory, rather than the memory of Rabbashe of Iniskok and Yerzi Yisim Yitani Yisadim Yitzchel. Alright. Very long, right. And that thesis, again, says, we couldn't deduce this aloha, Mishu Nimechilti, because of my binai, the Rav Popper, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, because they had Gemore, that we find out, mentions the Machlokes Rav Popper, Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, as to why we say Iniskok and Yerzi Yisim Yitani Yitzchel. Rav Popper says, because the Afshu Rav Nimechilti, Mitzvahinu, Yaspek Tane Rav Nimechilti, and Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua says that Tane is because of Tchore. So what's Nafkimine? So the Gemore mentioned Nafkimine ki Shechayu Lei, where the father was made before his death, that he still owes, he didn't pay, so according to Rav Popper, we still cannot collect from the same Tane, because Yaspek Tane Mitzvahinu, according to Rav Huna ben Rabbi Yeshua, is so the reason is why you cannot collect from Tanim because we anticipate the possibility maybe the father already left but if the father before his death admitted that he still owes so then it's much higher to the Chishish Tchora to say why doesn't the Gemara mention so with Lugu could mention a riot that even from the same Tanim even Alibet Rabbunim and Rabbi Yeshua we couldn't collect that from the same Tanim we couldn't collect even Tears Malik Because assuming that from the same time that even from the same time we could collect tears money, so why doesn't the Gemara say Nachimine is only a little bit of Rabbi Yeshua, but a little bit of Popper certainly not. So why doesn't the Gemara say Nachimine is tears money? So he says, very well, you're right. מישהו נחלו לקום על בני רבו רבו רבי שווה, ויקום על בני רבו נשלוי ותיך הזמן, דו רבו Ravunem Rav Popper Mishmaitin, so no, he cannot mention a raya. Because there the Gemara wants to mention an afkimine between Ravune, Brei de Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Popper. And it happens that Ravune, Brei de Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Popper, they both are chilik. and Rishlokish's name. They agree with Abaye and Rabbi. It's just a coincidence. But this coincidence is true. So the male of the Gemara couldn't say that the minute between Rav Pope and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua is in the other case where it is mislaid the Hazman. Because so according to Rav Pope, he couldn't be gave it. And according to Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, he would be able to be gave it. No, Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua himself coincidentally would say that he could not be gave it because Chazok in the prayer is Yazmanic. Rabune, Rabbop on Mishmai was Chazok in the Shwakish. They, the Hammer became his Yochel Nimzi, he gave an eye to me. We the Chesh is Shlomer on the Barach of Mishmai. Why does Tesis say the eight? After all, it seems that a very good reason. The Gemara couldn't say that the minute between Rav Pope and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua is regard to the case of Mishrei Netech Hazman. So according to Rav Pope, he couldn't collect. According to Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, he would be able to collect. Because after all, because how could the Gemara say that the minute Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua himself is Chilek and Rishlok is a deal, so he certainly would not be able to collect. Even according to Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, because he is Chilek and Rishlok is a deal. The answer is no, that's not such a good Teretz, because when the Gemara says my binaya, the Gemara doesn't mean my binaya between Rav Pope himself and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua himself. The Gemara means my binaya between the Svore of Rav Pope and the Svore of Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua. It just happens, this is a coincidence, that Rav Pope and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua are Chilek and Rishlok is a din. But we don't pass like Abaye Berove. So we pass like Rishlokish, but we still have a machlekes, another din between Rav Pope and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua. So when the Gemara says my binaya, the Gemara doesn't mean my binaya between Rav Pope himself, who in addition to the svore of Yasman and Pils Ninu, has the svore that Otto Bosu Mifriat Yasmane, and Rabune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, who in addition to the svore of Tzor Atvese, so he has the svore that Odo Mosu Yifriyat Yosmane. The Gemara means my binaya between the svore of Rav Pope and the svore of Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua, detached from any other svore of Rav Pope and Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua. So that's why this is it. So this is it. That in the name, the Gemara could say. The Kamer came with Yochlin, the Gemara to me, and the Chesh is Shlomer, and the Gemara is Shlomer. I'm going to be a Gemara. מי הוא יש לו וראי לה אפילו רבו נפור שתיים בשביל צחורה לא יגוד במי יישא ניתן מפריט לך הזמן דיבור לך עליה רבה זה פריק שמה יישאים so he mentions the raya that אפילו רבו נפור שתיים בשביל צחורה לא יגוד במי יישא ניתן מפריט לך הזמן דיבור לך עליה רבה בפריק שמה יישאים ודוח איתה לה לשנוי את בלחם שקיבלו אוף לזוב Gemara says there, Omar Avidim Rabbas, in his cost, he knows the same against the Ribis and Chalazbe. The Rabbi Yechel Nomar, Oy Mishtar, she is Beribus, Oy Mixvasi, she is Mizem. So there is a Machlekes between Rabbas and Rabbi Yechel. Both agree with the general principle of in his cost, he knows the same in time. But the Machlekes is how many exceptions are there. So according to Rabbas, there is only one exception. If Ribis tends to consume all the whole estate, that's the only exception. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is another exception besides the situation where Ribis tends to consume the whole estate. There's another exception, Tzvasisho. Why? Because until Tzvasisho is collected, until the Isho collects the Ksuve, so the Isho, the Almono, is entitled to Mizenes from the Nechosim, from the estate. So in order that the Yisenim Ktanim shouldn't have a loss, because if we don't collect the Ksuve for the Almone, So that means that our money will be entitled indefinitely to Mizenes. And the Mizenes might add up to 10 times as much as the amount of Mitzvah, if not more. So that's the other exception to the general rule, according to Javier. So the Gemara has the cash. So the Gemara says, now, Shuma Yisein Yisrei ומחריזים בבית יום שמחק לשישי ומחריזים בבית יום עובר. In other words, when we have to collect from the נכוסים of יסיינים קטנים, so in other words, we have to accommodate the יסיינים קטנים with every possible advantage. So in other words, we have to auction it off for 30 days in order to get the highest possible bidder. So that's the halacha. So it appears from this Mishnah in Erechim that it's possible to collect from the same time, because the Mishnah says that we have to maintain an auction for 30 days straight in order to obtain a high bidder. So apparently it's possible to collect, but the question is, even with an auction taking place for 30 days straight, how will it be possible to collect? There is aloha in spoken in the same time, because there will be a chelas ben. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, besides the exception of the chelas ben, so there is another exception. So we can apply the Mishnah to the case of Ksume, where Dalmone is making the claim, is filing the claim against the estate of the same time. So the Mele, so the Almone is another exception. But according to Abase, Almone is no exception to the general rule. The only exception to the general rule is Ribis Echeles Ben. Now, a Yisrael is not allowed to take Ribis. I mean, and we are talking of a time when Jews are tzayis redine. I mean, the Gemara doesn't even visualize a situation like today. I mean, not to be a Shia, you know. So in other words, so how is it possible? So it's only, we can only visualize a case of Ribis Echeles Ben if the Balchayim, the creditor, who tries to collect, is a goy. So then there is no Yisrael Ribis. But if the creditor is a Jew, so how can we visualize beheter, a situation of Ribis Echeles Ben? And Gemara doesn't visualize the situation of Eteriski. Then the Gemara doesn't visualize either. So the Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara has the kasha. Bimayaskino. Ilay me Balchayim v'chobim mitzayas. Why can't we say that the Mishnah of Shuma Yisemin, Yishleishin Yein, has reference to the case where the person who tries to collect is a goy? So there is no Yisrael Ribis. A goy is allowed to take Ribis. But so then it comes within that exception of Ribis Echeles Ben. But if the goy is the one who tries to collect, a goy is not Tzayis Redine, a Jew is Tzayis Redine. But a goy is not Tzayis Redine. So, Mitzayis, so how can we tell him? It has to be auctioned off for 30 days. He's not going to listen to us. He'll demand that he has to get paid immediately. And what can we do? He can fight with the goy. So the Gemara said, Mitzayis elok shite balchei Yisrael. And of course, balchei Yisrael, so the Gemara doesn't even visualize a situation where the balchei Yisrael is collecting ribis against the din. So, how can we allow a Balchim Yisrael to collect ribis? And still, we auction it off. So apparently there is another exception besides ribis. What? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Bishleim Rabbi Yochanan make a mitzvah v'sisho el rabase kashe, Oma l'chabase el Rabbi Yochanan minichem mishapkinu mizeinu divadik amavse zakin nachoze v'yadim en vachinu v'vachinon holi kashe divadzul v'bis kid Rabbi Yudin. Elo, because so the Gemara says, "Rabasi Tashi, Leimon Balchayim Yichobin, Shekibul Olov, Lodin Bidin Yisrael, Shekibul Olov Lodin Bidin Yisrael, Yochev Ribis Namelo Mishkei, Shekibul Olov Lozu, Lekibul Lozu." So the Gemara applies the Mishnah of Shuma Yisaimin, Machrizin Olov, Shleishin Yein, to a case where the creditor, according to Rabasi, so the Mishnah has to have reference to a case where the creditor who tries to collect is a goy, but if he is a goy, so he will not listen to us. So the Mishnah's reference to the case where a goy and a Jew were both mikabel the Dinish Yisrael. So they listen to us. They listen to us. Oh, so this is what he says. Avo miu יש לו בחי דחתים רבו נפור השתיים של צחור, אם המייסי מטר אף יותר, אז מה אני? דיפור לך לדרב אסף, איך שמה יסיים. ודוח איתה לא ישנו את בלחי, שכיבו אוף וזו ולא וזו, הוא היה דבלחי, דבוי. הוא עוז מקבל דיני ישראל, in respect to תפרס היסיים, but he was not מקבל דיני היסיים, in not to collect interest. That not? So, כיבו אוף וזו ולא וזו, ולא נשאר מהוכן מה יסקינו, בשביל הגיע הזמן, בחיו, And why doesn't the Gemara say, Lochem Mayaskinon, Bishomu Yigi Azma Mechayo, and there the Gemara doesn't say, there the Gemara doesn't say, Mai Binaye, Bein Rav Pope, Virabune, Bein Rav Yishua. There the Gemara has the Kashe against Ravas. So, it's not, the Gemara doesn't discuss an Afkemine between Rav Pope and Ravune, Bein Rav Yishua. An Afkemine between Rav Pope himself, and Ravune prayed Rav Yishua himself. Then the Gemara discusses Rav Asa. So, Mimeyled, so why doesn't the Gemara say? So you know what? Yishoreigia Hazman Bechayo, so he Hazman Bechayo, and Rav Asa agrees with the slumdes of Ravune prayed Rav Yishua, that the Tamas why it's in his Koki Unix in the same Mtani, is because of Tzora Atrasa. So Mimeyled, if Yishoreigia Hazman, והגיע הזמן בחי אוב, when the father died, before the death matured, so then there is no shoshe of tzora atrasa. That's why the Mishnah says, שומע יסיים שלישי יהי, ואין לו אימא, די, so that's right. So since the Gemara doesn't apply the Mishnah to that case, so it's right, ואין לו אימא, די, הוא סוגיה, סברי כתאי ורב פופה, so in the calling to רב פופה, it doesn't make any difference even if the father died. Before the death with you. But Yachro Avinu Mitzvinu, the Maskole Mishanek is Chayiv Meide. And according to Rav Pope, even Chayiv Meide we couldn't collect. So we see that Gemara is not trying to apply Rav Asel like Rav Pope. But Gemara is trying to explain Rav Asel like Rav Nebret Rav Yeshua. So maybe Gemara could say that the Mishnah of Shema Yisraelim is reference to the case when the father died before the death matured. Why doesn't the Gemara say it? So it's a riot that even according to Rav Nebret Rav Yeshua, from the same time you cannot collect, even though the father died before the death matured. ואם הם לאשר לסוף מטעם רפופי, ואז כל המשנה יש חייב בידי, והשינוי יורסה, עלו מטעם רפופי, וכן יש לכי אבום מגוף ודמיון של רב אשר, תקום מהרו כי מיסוד ריבי של חלס בהם. עלו כי ריבי של חלס בהם. So in other words, so it's a raya that Rav Asher doesn't agree with Rav Pope, because according to Rav Pope, that Yasmer had been let's win in the room. So even if Ribi sees the Chalas Ben, he wouldn't be able to collect. See, Rav Yechen and Meisi, he was Isha Mishim Zeyne, Mashma Balchei, when he shtaka Mishim Yen and Nifroi, and Mistome, Rav Asher, the Rav Yechen and Isli Chazok et Vishlokish, the Hoche Yuchasek, and the Posek Mishmait, Vroi, Ilesli Chazok et, the Vishlokish, אם כן קיימו לנו כרישלוקי בארבע דבורים, ובריש החילץ, ולפוסק עובק, אבוס אלו בתואף, אף אגב דירו בבד יפולק הרישלוקי בשמייטי, מכל מוקים גם מלדות מוכח, ולקיימו לנו כרישלוקי שלו בתואף. I mean, this is not such a ראי ברור, because we could say that it's Rove says that דהלוכה, whenever there is a בחלק מתרביך מרישלוקי, so only in three הלוכס, because הבאיה ברובה, זה יחילה איתן בשלוקי שסדים, מה שאין כי, we would say that הלוכת בשלוקי שימפור הלוכס. מכל דבוך על איתן בשלוקי שלו יפלט. ופיר ידע לבי, דיפור אך מרביך למלי אסיסיינו, מרביך לסלוקי אסיסיינו, אצל אסישו, אבל גם בקיימרון, איתן מהב משום צחורי, ואוסון משיר שנוגח, לא שייך צחורי, because over there the Gemara deals with the case where an axe of the Yisaynim, God, so there was no chiyuv b'chayoah. The chiyuv occurred after the death of the father. So it's much I have to say, tzchor atrasa, mikol mokim pol shapir, v'chav yechel en Yisrael nisvoki b'chol inye, apiru b'milve, habo machmasat smeg l'shayach tzchor. So that's the reason as to why the Gemara has the kasha against Rav Yechanan, who says, Ma'aliyas Yisaymin, ואומר רבי יחנן נזקוקי ונכסי ניסיימו וכסי שו נבו עץ סופוז אישי אחר אשר נקוקי הוא אז נגיע so רבי יחנן says so ממה נהיה פטרופס so the law is The Mishnah says, Miman la apotropes, we appointed trustee for the Chotan, and to Boek, otherwise it would be impossible. So the Shvorim of Yisemin will be able to go, and no one will be able to Boek. So because of that, it's Miman la apotropes. So then the Shaila is, when we are Miman la apotropes, so from whose property can we collect? Can we collect from the property of the apotropes, or from the estate of the Yisemin? So Rabbi Yechanan says, Malia is Yisemin. If we appoint an apotropes, so then we can collect the nizek, can collect from the estate of the Yisemin. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Vom Rabbi Yechanan is Kofin as Yisemin, Mel Metzores Isho, Avodav, Itayim Lentav, Havim Shum Tzhore, so, and the Rosh Hashanah is not only Shayach Tzhore, because the Nikicha took place after the death of the father, Mikol Mokim Pol Shapir, the Rabbi Yechanan Yisrael is Kofin Cholien, Afil Mil Vahabom Achosatzme, Rishayach Tzore, Mitam De Mikam Reish of Nivad. Anyway, this is Teis Vashiti. So Teis Vashiti is, that from the same time, even Malib and Rabbun and Reid Rabbi Yeshua, we cannot collect, even there's money. And other Shem Achel from Jesus. Malib and Rabbun and Rabbi Yeshua. But it goes without saying, that according to Rav Pope, everybody will agree with this, that we cannot collect from the same time, even if the father died his money, because Yasme loves me and the beats in him, because Yasme loves me and the beats. Alright, now, turn to the Gemara Daf Kufay and Dalet. Now there is a very basic machlekes v'shenim, and it's out of the But it's not discussed by the Rishonim and our Gemara, it's discussed by the Rishonim and that could find out. Now, that Gemara, I ask you to go over that Gemara. How are that could find out now? How are the Yasi? The power of all the Mikamdo is in the Yasi. Omar a prophet priest about his mitzvah. The Yasi will have been with the mitzvah. The Abunabi Rabbi Shua Omar, Ima Tzchor Atos. My Benaye, Ike Benaye, Kishachai Vede. In Amed Shamtu, Omeiz Bishamte. שלחו מטעם, שמתו ומייז בשמתם. הלכס יקרא, בונה ברי דרבי ישו. So according to Rav Pope, even if חייב מיידעיב, משמתו ומייז בשמתם. So he still don't collect, because he asked me love you never needs anymore. But according to Rav Bune ברי דרבי ישוע, so we do collect, because if it's חייב מיידע, or שמתו ומייז בשמתם, so we know that he didn't pay the fine, he didn't prepare צחורה. Because had he prepared צחורה, so why would he allow Besdin to carry out Yidu against him, he would tell them, I have a bundle of money all prepared for the payment of debt. Oh, Meis. Or if you're a shtachim, it's a tarasyon, and again, v'im kosu v'is kabal tim chogei, v'ishlim rabu nebrit rabi shua mishkachas lo vishchai v'meid, el rav popek ashe, shano oso, v'hoch et torach v'im kosu v'is kabal tim. All right, that's the Gemara. Now, look in the Rashbam, that's good find out. So, priyaz v'alchev mitzvah, הורים אתו נעשה בלחיים, ומיל ועל פה, ומצווה לפועל, ואם יסיין עם פחוסים ידגימו, לא נבר וסנין ענינו, וחיגד לה, דלוי שלו ידינה בעדיין. So Rashi, the Rashbam emphasizes, ומיל ועל פה, in other words, the implication being, that if it would be מיל ובשטר, then we do not say, אין סקוקים לנכסי יסיין עם קטן, אלא אם כן יסיין עם קטן. When do we say, in Skokin, in Yichsi, Yisein, in Tani, in Melvin, in Yisrael, he be Zecheles Ben, only if it's Mil Valpe. But if it's Mil Valpe, so he can collect from Yisein, in Tani, also. Now, according, so first Rashi says it in connection with Rav Pape. And then he says the same thing in connection with Abunev Reid Rav Shua. Abunev Reid Rav Shua Oma, Leil Om Yasmer, Nei Bevet Nitzin, Kidoma Be'erach, Mefirik, Shema Yisein, Yasmer, Doch, Lav, Dibdehu, Lizle, Bosa, Shevkai, ein Teil nur gebe und wie as man die ganze wieder durite blaser adino die kleine mari wat schor hat se abi im mal be khayo lifte na so wie ka komm mir mal pe die kleine mei hast du mit para abu im khayo wie abo da die kann wir kann wir vierke mir mal pe geben na yoshi han mir ken shabtu bis bis sham so rashi der rashba snat rashi der rashba emphasizes again in connection with habune pe rabbi shua too that only if it's mil mal pe so we cannot collect from the same time. But if it's Mila Bishta, we can collect from the same time. It's a very big Chiddush. Teisves is Chelik. Teisves here, Vim Kosabe is Kabalti. So Teisves is Chelik, I ask you to go over the Gemara and Teisves. But anyway, Teisus is chayav, and Teisus holds that Rabash's din of a yiskokim l'nichse yisem im tanim elo im hoyso ribi sicheles ben elo hoyso ribi sicheles ben. So he applies the new rabbishtals, and among the kashas the Teisus asks. So Teisus asks one very strong kasha against the Rashba. One very strong kasha. He asks, if we say that the whole din of Eniskokin Linichse, Rabbas's din of Eniskokin Linichse Yisayim Tan applies only to Milval Peh, but the Milval Shtar you can collect Bein Alibed Rav Pop, Bein Alibed Rav Punibrit Rav Yishua from Yisayim Tan also. So why do we have to resort to the Tan of Yasmo Avni Mevet Nitzel? Why do we have to resort to the Tan of Chorat Veseh if it's Milval Peh? So the Mele, there is Aloche, suppose he would try to collect the Milval Peh from the Malve himself, if the Malve had been alive. And the Malve would say, Porayte. So the Malve would be Nemo, he's a Kibarat. So the Mele, there is Aloche of Tamino, Liasme. So even vis-a-vis Yisemin Deliv, not only Yisemin Tan, there is Aloche of Sarpichovilim of Taminon, so he shouldn't be able to collect. Even from Yisemin Deliv, here Rabbas says that he's talking with Yichse Yisemin Tanim. Elohim Kinoi Sohibi Sechalas Ben. Yechoi Rabbi Yichse Sechalas Ben. Only Yisemin Tanim. The implication being Yisemin Deliv, you can collect. But Molefshach, if it's a Milval Peh, Molefshach, if it's a Milval Bishtar, so the Rashbam says. So even from Yisemin Tanim, you can collect. Rabbas is me. And so we must say that Rabbas has reference to Yisemin Tanim. Rabbas has reference to a Milval Peh. I'm sorry, Rabbas has reference to Milval Peh, not the Milval Bishtar. If it's a Milval Peh, so suppose the Malve had been alive, suppose the Leve had been alive, and the Malve would try to collect from the Leve, and the Leve would say, Pride. So he couldn't collect, the Malve couldn't collect. So now that the Leve is dead, and the Malve is trying to collect from the Yisayim of the Leve, so we should apply the Aloch of Tanino Yasme. The Torah, so even from Yisemin Talim, we shouldn't be able to collect. Why does Rabbas say, only even from Yisemin Talim, we shouldn't be able to collect? Why does Rabbas say, only Yisemin Talim? Only Yisemin Talim. That's a very strong question. Now, so we have to say that the Rashbam will agree with Teisa Shittim. The Rashbam will agree with Teisa Shittim. Teisa does not agree with the Rashbam Shita here, but the Rashbam here will have to agree with Teisa Shita in our Gemara. What does Teisa say? That by saying Miktanim, so he couldn't collect, even if the father died, Teir Zmanei, so Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rabbas says, in Skokin, we see Yisemin Tanim. In Milval Peh, we couldn't collect, the Malve couldn't collect in Milval Peh from Yisemin Tanim. But from Yisemin Deilim, he would collect. The question is, even from Yisemin Deilim, he couldn't collect. If there is no Shtar, so, when somebody presents a claim against Yisemin, so Bezdin should be taken on behalf of Yisemin Deilim. Pora, the answer is, why does Bezdin present the Taine of Pora on behalf of Yisemin? Taninen, Psach Picholilei, all the times that the father could have successfully presented, had he been alive, so Bezdin presents it on behalf of the Yisemin. But if the father would not have been Emon to say this Taine, so the Mele Bezdin wouldn't present the Taine on behalf of the Yisemin, who don't know anything. Now, suppose the Malve presented his claim before the death mature, And the Leve would have said, Porayte, would he be Nemon? He wouldn't be Nemon. So the Mele, since he wouldn't be Nemon in the case he wouldn't be Nemon if the father would hadn't been presented against him, had he been alive, the Leve. So he wouldn't be Nemon. So now that he's presented against his Yisayim daily, so Bezdin is not there. Bezdin is not there. So in other words, Rav Huna's, so we have to say, according to the Rashbam, We have to say, according to Rashbam, that the whole halacha of Kavasa, of the Niskokim, Nirsei, Yisein Tanim, has to be applied to the case where the father died, Teresman. So then, if the children who survived the father, who died Teresman, Agdelim, then he could collect. But if they are Tanim, he couldn't collect. Now, why couldn't he collect if they are Tanim? Because Yasna had been a Bitzeninu, or because Choratese, or because Choratese. But if they had been Gdelim, so then we would be Cheshish for Choratese, if they had been Gdelim. And we couldn't say, but Taninen, because Taninen is only Shayach, in a tiny, if it had been mentioned by the Levi himself. Suppose the Levi had been alive, he would be never. So then Bezdin presents those tainis for the children. But if the father died, there's money. So Mele, so then it's not Shayach to say Taninen, because the father himself wouldn't be them. But there is one difficulty with this. The fact is, it's only a coincidence, but this is a true coincidence. That Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Yeshua, agree with Abaye Rav. What do Abaye Rav say? That if the Malve demands payment from the Leve tears money, and the Leve says variety is them. We don't pass like that. But Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Yeshua, they both happen to agree with Abaye Rav. Abaye Rav. So in Mele, the question arises, how can Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Yeshua? How can Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rav Poppe say, only from the same Tanim you cannot collect, if the claim is presented as money, if the father died before he had matured. But if the father died, here's money, and the children who survived are Gdelim, then you could collect. The question is, what is his cash is, but he couldn't collect anyway, even from Gdelim, because Taninen. So we said, no, if the father died, here's money, then it's not Shayach to say Taninen, because the Levi himself wouldn't be Nemon. But that's true, Ali B'Deres, that we passed like a Shwakish. But Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Shua, and Rav Poppe agree with Abaye Rove. So according to Rav Poppe and Rabbune Breit, Rabbi Shua themselves, so if the Levi had been alive, and the claim had been presented, here's money to him, and he would say for right, he would be Nemon. So the Mele, if he's not alive, and his children are daily, so, Bezdin should be taken for that. So we have to say, now there is a cloud. Those who learn Gittin, I mean, should know it. I mean, that the halacha of Taninen is only shayer by Taine de Shlichen, but not by Taine de Shlichen. That's the reason as to why the Ri says that it's Loi Taninu Mizuyev by Ishtar to Yisein. But there's the halacha of Taninen, because Mizuyev is a Milchet Loi Shlichen. So the Baldova himself, the Levi himself, if he's staying, he's never even though it's a Milchet Loi Shlichen. But when the Yisein, they don't know anything. They don't know anything. So, but Benson has to present that time on the basis of that. Of Psachti Cholilem, so if it's a Milchet Loi Shlichen, there is no halacha of Tanin. So the Mele, now the Shloki says that even if the Levi himself says Boraiti is not Lemon. So Abaye Virov and Rav Poppe and Rav Huneva and Rav Yeshua, true, they say that he is Lemon, but they will agree with that it's a Milchet Loi Shlichen. Voraye, that according to the Shloki he's not even Lemon. So it's certainly a Milchet Loi Shlichen. So true, Rav Poppe and Rav Huneva and Rav Yeshua and Abaye Virov, they all these them. Because the Baldomo is Nemon and Tainus that are Loi Shlichen also. That's the monies of Tainus of Baldomo. But a Tainus Loi Shlichen certainly is. The best guy is that according to the Shlokish and according to the Pesach Halacha, he's not even Nemon, the Baldomo himself. So even Abaye Virov who say, Rav Poppe and Rav Yeshua, who say that he is Nemon, so it only means that he is Nemon, but the Milchet Loi Shlichen it is. Since the Milchet Loi Shlichen it is, so Mele, if the father died and he was survived by Yisein daily, and he died before the death matured, so Mele, and if Yisein daily, so then, according to Rav Poppe, Rav Huneva, Rav Yeshua, the Malve can collect for them. Even though if the Levi had been alive and the Levi had been taken to war, he would be never according to the Apostle of the Elisha. But now that he's not alive and he's saving them all, they don't know anything. Paid, not paid, they don't know anything. So Mimele, since they don't know, so Besen is not taken on their behalf. Because it's a time of Shlich. So in other words, so we have to say that the Rashbam agrees with Tesis. Because if the Rashbam would not agree with Tesis, so then we couldn't apply the memory of Kavase to a case where the father died, tears money of the chayim. Because in such a case, so according to the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rambam, so he would be able to be gave even from the same time. So we have to say that Rashbam agrees with the sheet of Tesis. And even though Tesis could explain that way, but Tesis is chayim anyway. So the Rashbam has to agree with Tesis. The Rashbam is good, but Tesis is not mishubet to the Rashbam sheet. Now, then another question arises. According to the Rashbam, that this aloha of Niskoki and Nixon Semin Tani, it applies only to Yul Alpe, but not to Yul Bishta. So we have to understand that. Bein Alibed Rav Pope and Bein Alibed Rav Unibed Rav Bishwa. So Alibed Rav Pope, why does Rav Pope say that Niskoki and Nixon Semin Tani? Because Rav Pope holds that Chibud Alav Beraisi. So the reason is why you can be gave from the Levi himself, or from the same daily, because here's Malchit Mitzvah, so we are came from the Mitzvah. But Tanya and Lavni never Mitzvah knew, so we cannot be gave. But if Rapopel, so Rishim say, it's only Rapopel Shitosin who says in Bulabasra that Shibud Alav the Raisi. But if we were to hold that Shibud is the Raisi, then, even though Yasme is Lavin Levin Mitzvah, but we don't have to resort to Mitzvahs, then Shibin Chosin, in the same way as the Yuvi Bishtar is given from the Kuchas. Is he Mechuyev? The Lev Keach is not Mechuyev to pay, but San Bezi Shibin Chosin. But Popel Shitos, who says that Shibud Elav the Raisi, so Mimele, we cannot be given on the basis of Shibin Chosin, but only on the basis of Shibud Aguf. So, when can Bezin be gave and be gave on the basis of Daguf, if there is a chiyu, if it's obligatory upon the Levi, or it's in daily, but Tanim, they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Hinshaloch Tzedek, or Afshaloch Tzedek, they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, or Yishashat Neish, or Yitzlach, or Yitzlach, they're not muzer and the love of Yishashi Kishriacho. So, in England, there is no clear, but if there is Shibet Nechosim, so without recourse to mitzvahs, so Bezin can be heard with Sech Nechosov and collect. And the basis of Shibud Chosin the same way as Bezdin collects from Alikeach. Alikeach has no Shibud Aguf. He's not personally indebted. Or some Mele, even though Rav Pope says that Shibud is Lav Deraise, but mid Rabbonon, so there is Shibud, mid Rabbonon. Kidei Shalei Tinu Delas Bechmilov, and this is what Rav Pope says in Lo Basra, the end of Lo Basra, Dvar Teiro, Echot Milu Lao Peh, Echot Milu Lebishtar, Ein Igeive, Mechosim Mishibodim. Uma Tamom, Hu Milu Lebishtar, Deive, Mechosim Mishibodim, Kidei Shalei Tinu Delas Bechmilov. So, be it as it is, so, Milu Lebishtar is certainly Lechol HaPoches in the Rabbonon. Geive on the basis of Shibud Chosin. So, Mimele, if it's Milu Lebishtar, so Rashi says very well, I mean, that when does Rav Pope say we cannot be given from the same Tani? Why? Because Yasmah didn't have the Mitzvah in you. But only if it's a new Valpeh, so there is no Shibud Nechosin. But if it's a new Mishtar, so true Rav Pope holds we love the Raise. And with the Raise, he cannot be given. Even the Mishtar cannot be given from the Chosin Shibodin. But with Rabbonon, the Mishtar is given. That means that with Rabbonon, there is Shibud Nechosin. Even according to Rav Pope, so the main way, even though Tani loved the Mitzvah. That's in connection with Rav Pope. In connection with Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua. So also in Yul Bishtar can be gave. So what is the difference? According to Rabbuna Brit Rabbi Yeshua, so Nafkemine between, so the reason is why we cannot collect from the simultaneous is because Rorat we say. So even by Yul Bishtar, we should be chishish for Rorat we say. The answer is, by Yul Bishtar, there is the Choche of Shtom, Yodemai Boye, that he wasn't paid. So in Mele, we don't have to be chinshish For Tzorat, we say, when from the point of view of the Choche of Shtob Yod Mai Boye, we have to say that the father did not prepare a bundle of money. Because if the father had prepared the bundle of money, he would have mentioned it, and then the Shtar would have been surrendered to him. If Monifia, if the father is very concerned about his children, that they shouldn't have any problems, and he already went so far as to prepare a bundle of money out of which the debt should be paid, so why didn't he go one step further, the father, and finish up all his accommodations and provisions for his children? And he should have called the Malve to his house before he died, and he should have told him, I have a bundle of money, here you have it, surrender the shtar. So Mele, that's why the Rashbam says that according to Rav Lipper, Rav Yeshua too. So we only say in Iskokin and Yirsi, say in Ktanim, Machmas the Choshe of Tzorach, say, if it is new Val Peh. So then there is no Yechoche of Shtob Yodem my boy. So then we have to Cheshe. Mashein Kein, if it is new Val Bishtar, there is Yechoche of Shtob Yodem my boy, that it wasn't paid. So Mele, there is Yechoche, that there was no Tzorach. Tzorach means Peroi. He already prepared. He already set aside money to be paid. So in Mele, the fact that there is a shtar, that the Malve has a shtar, indicates that there was no tzoratis. So that is the shite of the Rashbam. However, Teitz's shite is that the halacha of in Iskokin Yichsin Yisein Ktanim applies to Mil Val Peh and to Mil Bishtar, Bein according to Rabbi Breit Rabbi Yeshua, Bein according to Rapport. Now, we have to understand Tisles vis-a-vis Rapport. So Bishlein according to Rabbi Breit Rabbi Yeshua, so Tisles is very reasonable, doesn't require an explanation. But, vis-a-vis Rapport, Tisles requires an explanation. Why does Tisles say that even Rabbi Breit Rapport, so in Scotland, we see same Tanim, even if it's new with Bishtar. Rapport's Tanim is because Yasbel Avim never meets him. But so Bishlein in Yuval Peh, so it is based upon Shibud Agu. So Yaslav never meets any new, so he cannot collect. Then he cannot collect on the base of Shibud Agu. But if it's a new Mishtar, two Rafope holds, Shibud Elav the Reis in that all. But with Rabbonon, the Aloche is that the new Mishtar, even Rafope is made it, that he can collect from Likuches. Likuches, there is no Shibud Agu. Just Shibud Chosim. So Baktani, there is no Shibud Agu. There could not be any collection on the basis of Shibud Agu, but let there be collection on the basis of Shibud Chosim. So we have to say, according to Tesis, so vis-a-vis Rapope, so the Rashbam Shite is very mistaken. Vis-a-vis Rabbune Breit Rabbi Yeshua, so Tesis Shite is very from the same time, because Yasla the Mitzvah, but if it's a new Mishtar, so we don't have to resort to Shibud Agu, to Mitzvahs, just on the basis of Shibud Chosim, in the same way as the Baal Chiv collects from Likuches, he certainly is not bound by any Mitzvahs, he didn't borrow any money, but on the basis of the Chosim. So, according to Tesis, there is a Chiddush, that if we say Shibud Alav the Reise, and need the Reise, so even a new Mishtar is not given the Chosim Shibodi, there is no Shibin Chosin, but Chachomim Mo Misaki, because of Shuri Til Dol, if you love him, that there should be Shibin Chosin. So, the Chachomim were only Misaki in Shibin Chosin. Chachomim were only Misaki in Shibin Chosin if there is someone who is personally in that. So let's say, vis-a-vis Likuches. So, Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then he sold his body to Levi, and then Shimon tries to collect, and Reuven doesn't have any chos in his possession, so he can collect from Levi for the sode that is in the possession of Levi. So over there, mid Rabbonon, there is Shibud Chos. So over there, there is a Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf is between Reuven and Shimon. So Mele, mid Rabbonon, there is Shibud Chos. there, midrabonon, there is Shibud Chosid. So over there, there is a Shibud Aguf. There is a Shibud Aguf. The Shibud Aguf is between women and children. So mele, midrabonon, there is Shibud Chosid. And the Sode that is in possession of Levi, of the Ikea. Mashayim came in the case where the Levi died. Now, so the Levi died. So a dead person certainly is not personally indebted. So Mimele, and he left, he was survived by saying Tani. So if he survived by saying Delim, so that loch is mitzvah by saying Lifrei Achiv Aviyah, so it doesn't mean just mitzvah. It means mitzvah by saying Lifrei Tesves. In Borobasta and Tesves in Suves pointed out, I asked you to go over the Gemara. So Tesves says, there are two kinds of mitzvahs. One mitzvah is where best escape. That is, if the Levi died and he left Karkois. So if the Levi, who was Mechuyen, who was personally indebted, left Karkois, on which there is a Shibud, so then the Yisraelim have a Shibud Aguf too. That's the Aloha. If the Levi dies and he survived by saving David, and he left Kakois, so he left Nechosim, upon which there could be a Shibud, because on Taltalim there couldn't be a Shibud, only on Kakois there could be a Shibud. So the halacha is that when Yisraelim Yashu Nechosim, upon which there is a Shibud, so then they themselves become personally indebted to the Balchayim. So the Melech can collect. Mashayim came if he was survived by Yisraelim Tan. So, he said in Tanu Mamufke, according to Rav Pope, from Shibud Aguf. Because Yasim Eladim Eved Mitzvah. So that means that there is no one who is personally indebted. If there is no one who is personally indebted, so Rav Tam says, in explaining the aloche of Hamich HaShtachim V'chaveira L'chozar Moch L'mochu. So, Shmuel's din, so Rav Tam explains it. Why is Chozar Moch L'mochu at all? He sold it to the Rikeach. How does he have the authority to be Meichel? The answer is, when Reuven borrows from Shimon, $1,000, so then that two Shibudim. One is the Shibud Aguf, the personal indebtedness that inheres in Reuven. And then there is a Shibud, the Nechosim of Reuven, now Mishubet to Shimon. And if Shimon sells the Chayim, the Shtar Chayim to Levi, so Levi only acquires the Shibud Nechosim from Shimon. But the Shibud Aguf cannot be transferred. So even if Shimon sold the Shtachim to Levi, so Levi only acquires the Shibud Nechosim from Shimon, but the Shibud Aguf remains between Reuven and Shimon. So as long as Shimon was not Meichel the Chayv to Reuven, so then the Likeach can collect from Reuven, as long as there is a Shibud Aguf. But there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim in a vacuum. A Shibud Nechosim always has to be backed up by Shibud Aguf. So the Shibud Aguf can be between Reuven and Shimon, and the Shibud Nechosim can be between Reuven and Levi. But if he waived the debt, if he canceled the debt, if Shimon canceled the debt to Reuven, that Reuven owes him, so then there is no Shibud Aguf between Reuven and Shimon. So then the Shibud Nechosim between Reuven and Levi is also canceled, because there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf that backs it up. So the Mele, in the case, Tesis Shite is that if Meyur Bishtar, according to Rav Pope, couldn't be given from the Yisraelim Tan, because if the Yisraelim are dealing, so the halacha is that when the father dies and he leaves Kakois, so then there is a Shibud Aguf and the Yoshi. But some Mele, there could be a Shibud Nechosim. Mashayim came in the Yisraelim are Tan, according to Rav Pope, Tanim are Mufke of Shibud Aguf. So there couldn't be a Shibud Aguf and the Yoshi in the Tanim. So the Mele, how should we collect? On the basis of the Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to back it up, Rabbi Tam says, there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf to back it up. That's the Shite of Tesis, so it's very disturbing, according to Rabbi Tam Shite, that there couldn't be a Shibud Nechosim without the Shibud Aguf. So that's why Tesis says that even if it's a Milve Bishtar, so according to Rabbi Breit Rabbi Yeshua, and according to Rabbi Pope, he couldn't give it from the same time. Because by the same time, a mufke of Shibud Aguf, if there was no Shibud Aguf, there couldn't be Shibud Nechosim in a vacuum. So the Mele, even though it's a new Mishnah, he still couldn't be given. But in the Yoshim Adeli, so then there is Shibud Aguf.
So that's one thing of Mitzvah Yisraelim Yifrei Achiv Aviyem. If the Yisraelim are Berim and the father left Kakois, so then the Mitzvah means Yishlagu, not just Mitzvahs. But then there is another aloche of Mitzvah Yisraelim Yifrei Achiv Aviyem. If the Yisraelim are Berim, even though the father did not leave real estate for them, but just Mitaltim, so then it's only a Mitzvah Mitzvah Kivda to pay if the father. That's only a Mitzvah, no Yishlagu. So in Meile, that's not Chayach to be Kefeh, so because I'm the Mitzvah of Kibbutah. So the Mori Chum says, we're not Kefeh because it's Mitzvah Seseh, Shema Tzchol.
So since the price is in the Roshim, Ma'eseh Shalom Chachomim, so that means that it's mentioned in Mishi. The Tehne Eicha Omu Chachonim, the Shabon Kora Mishi is saying that the Ma'omor like Gero Meira, there is a Mishne, there is a Mishne in Ksubes, that Almono, that wants to collect the Ksube from the Yisraelim, so she has to take a Shwe. But where is there a Mishne that any Balchim who wants to collect from Yoshim, so he has to take a Shwe that Loi Pora? Because the fact that the Mishnah mentions that in connection with Almono is no proof that it applies to every Balchim. Because we could distinguish the Malmono Lekle Mela, the Shana Almono, the Shulit Abbas, the Hashimun Shorpe. They were in the Tamil Zerik Akesi, Kabin Misha Meis, the Niach Isho Balchim, the Hoyo Yilve Ukkotten, the Yad Achere, so he's not to Yosh. So there is a Machlekes between Rav Tarfman and Rav Akiv. So one says he not know the Keshel Shebehem, and that's Rav Tal. And Rav Akiva says he know Yosh. Why? She kulam tzrichin shvue. Vein aliyoshim tzrichin shvue. So in other words, because mitalkel and yasme is going mishtab. If he had left kakoes, so then everyone could be gay. Ibalchei, the nisha could be gay. But he didn't leave kakoes. He only left mitalkel. And mitaltel and yasme is loy mishtab. But if he didn't have to take his shvuye, so then he would be able to be zeich. So the Balchei would be able to be zeich. But since one cannot collect without taking his shvuye first, so the melee he cannot be zeich. He cannot be zeich. So that's why the Yoshi yashnet and the Balchei cannot be zeich in it. And since he cannot be teifet, so melee the Yoshi Yashnet, once the Yoshi Yashnet, so we say Mitalto Yasne when Mishtabde. Anyway, so there it mentions the Niach Balchei V'Yisho. So even the Balchei cannot be gave it. Why can't the Balchei be gave it? Because he has to take his Shmuya first. So that's why he cannot be Zeche, so we see. So Agavurche, the Mishne implies that even the Balchei could not collect, he could not be gave it without taking the Shvuah first. The Chayin, Shikulam to the Shvuah, and Ayoshim to the Shvuah. So that's why the Yoshim can be Zeicha in the Nechosim, rather than anybody else. Veitnam b'Shvuah, Zechin Aysemim, and Aysemim, lo yifri roel b'Shvuah, shal yinotzinu b'inshtorem sof, shal abo sheshtar ze porua, alme gamo abo yonish b'ashay neporua. In other words, the Mishnah in Shvuah mentions another Shvuah. Now, so in other words, if the Levi died, and the Yisraelim of the Levi, Yoshim of the Levi, and the Malveh is alive, so then the Malveh, so has to take his Shvuah that he didn't get paid in the lifetime of the Levi. But suppose both died, the Levi died and the Malveh died, and the Yoshim of the Malveh are trying to collect from the Yoshim of the Leve, so the Mishnah in Shvuah says, since they cannot swear that the Leve in the lifetime of the Malve paid the Leve in his lifetime, did not pay the debt in the lifetime of their father, the Malve, because they don't know. So the Leve, they have to take another Shvuah that they didn't find in the file of their father. In the file of their father, a notation that it was paid.
So this Shvuye makes sense only if the father had been alive, he would have to swear that he didn't get paid. So now the children of the Malve, they don't know whether that paid or not, they just have a shtar. So they have to take a Shvuye that he didn't find in the file a record that it was paid. But if we were to assume that if the father had been alive, he wouldn't have to take a Shvuye that the Rebbe did not pay in his lifetime, so why should the children of the Malve have to take a Shvuye that they didn't find a notation that it was paid? So in other words, the fact that the Mishnah mentions that the children of the Malve have to take a Shvuye they didn't find a notation in the file of the father that it was paid, so proves that had the Malve been alive, he would have to take a Shvuye that the Rebbe didn't pay. From the melee, when the Malve is not alive either, they don't know. They cannot take a Shvuye that he didn't pay. How should they know? They only know they have a shtar. They found in the father's file, they found a shtar. But they can't take a Shvuye that he didn't pay. Maybe he did pay. So they have to take a Shvuye at least that they didn't find a notation, a record of a thing. So the melee, that's a raya, that's a mishnah mefareshes. That the father, had he been alive, he would have to swear that he wasn't paid. שם מתינו ובכן עשינו נעשינו איפה בישוי שם מתינו שתרים שואב משתר זה פנוע. אל מגם אור בו ימישמע של בורה. מכאן משמע דן תיס says, it's certain now בכן, that is not so מוכח, and they are בשם ואחר איתם דין of this. מכאן משמע, שימי תשתחיב על חברי, ויום עלי ישתבי לו יפרטיחו, וגם זימי, אין צורך ועשי שווה. Now there is a more in Shvuye, it's not the Malve, so the more in Shvuye says that if the Malve itself produces a shtar against the Leve, and the Leve says to him, oh, I have a shtar, but I want you to take a Shvuye that I didn't pay. So the Malve says, why do I have to swear after I had a shtar? Shtar beyond my boy. But the Leve says, no, I want you to take a Shvuye. So then the Aloche is that the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a Shvuye. So Teisa says, so in other words, we have two halachas. We have one halacha that if the Malve tries to collect from the Issei, from the Oshim of the Rebbe, so then he has to take a Shvuye. And we have another halacha that if the Malve wants to collect from the Rebbe himself, and the Rebbe demands a Shvuye, so then the Malve cannot collect unless he takes a Shvuye. But only if the Rebbe demands. Only if the Rebbe demands, in respect to Yoshim, so then Yoshim don't even have to demand. The halacha is that Abo, Ritmeis, Naisemi, Loipora, Elobishwe, Loipora, Elobishwe. Masheike, if the Malve wants to collect from the Rebbe himself, only if the Rebbe demands it. And there is that halacha, suppose, the Gemara says, Yeshua is not the Malve, suppose the Malve is it on the Chochem? So then he doesn't, the Rebbe cannot enforce him to take Shvuye. If it's not Chochem. That's only Shayach when the Malve tries to collect from the Rebbe himself. But if the Malve wants to collect from the Yoshim of the Rebbe, then it doesn't make any difference whether the Malve is a Talmud Chochem or not. So in other words, the Chiyuv Shvuye that is incumbent upon the Malve, who tries to collect from the Yoshim of the Rebbe, is more stringent than the Chiyuv Shvuye that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Leve himself and the Leve demands it. Because where he tries to collect from the Leve himself and the Leve demands it from him, so only if the Malve is not a Talmud Chochem. But if the Malve is a Talmud Chochem, then the Leve cannot impose upon the Malve. But when the Malve tries to collect from the Yoshim, from the Yisenim of the Leve, then even if the Malve is a Talmud Chochem, he still has to take the Shvuye. So this makes an analogy. Just as the Gemara says here, in regard to the case where the Malve tries to collect from the Yisenim of the Leve, from the Yisenim of the Leve, that if he steals money, he doesn't have to swear, even though generally, he has to swear. But if he steals money, he doesn't have to swear because there is the Choche of Chazokim to have steals money. Now that Chiyuv Shvuye is more chomor than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Leve himself, and the Leve imposes it upon the Malve. Because the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that the Leve can impose upon the Malve doesn't apply to it on Tochen. Masha'iki the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Leve. So it on Tochen is not relieved. So the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that is incumbent upon the Malve when he tries to collect from the Yisraelim is more humble than the Chiyuv Shvuyeh that can be imposed upon the Malve by the Leve himself. So if in regard to the Chiyuv Shvuyeh incumbent upon the Malve who tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Leve, which is more humble, so he's potter of it. If he tries to collect his money, so isn't there a kalchimer of logic? This is what Jesus says, that when the Malve tries to collect from the Leve himself, there's money, and the Leve tries to impose a shvuyeh loy paraticho upon the Malve, that if he steals money, he cannot impose. So it seems to be, a very conclusive proof. Still, there are many Rishonim who are chilek on Tesis Din, and who say that if the Malve tries to collect from the Yisraelim of the Leve, there's money, then he doesn't have to swear. But if the Malve tries to collect from the Leve himself, and the Leve says, Ishtabali the Leve Praticho, then even tails money, the Malve cannot collect unless he swears. What's the logic? It seems that what Jesus says is a smaller pshuta, but they have a good smart to be chilek on Tesis. So, they say, the Rishonim, the Ramban, other Rishonim, who are chilek on Tesis, so they say, when do we say that there is money, so it's not mechuyev to swear, when there is no time is boring by the Tzach Genevitz. When the Malve tries to collect from the Yoshim of the Leve, do the Yoshim of the Leve know, they say, no, whether the father paid or not? They don't know themselves. How do they know whether the father paid? The father does not necessarily have to tell them everything that he does. So it's a tiny shemo on the part of the Yoshim. Some in Mele, since the Yoshim themselves are not present a tiny body that their father paid, but the Yoshim say, maybe our father paid in his lifetime. So the halacha is, even though the Yoshim are not paying it on his body, so you cannot collect from Yisraelim, the Malve cannot collect from Yisraelim, unless he takes his shvuyeh that he didn't get paid from the Leve, in the lifetime of Leve. Masha'inke, what? Here's money? So we have the choche. Masha'inke, when the Malve tries to collect from the Leve, here's money. And the Leve says, Ishtabano de Le Praticho. So in other words, why did he say that? Because he's saying, even though it's tails money, but I paid you already. And the Malve says, no, you're not telling the truth. So then, even though it's tails money, since the Leve is staying it on his body, so mainly he has a excuse to impose that shvuyeh upon the Malve, that the Malve shouldn't be able to collect without a shvuyeh that he didn't get paid. So, tasteless law is reasonable, and the smaller of that Rishonim is also reasonable. Now, there is another machlekes Rishonim. The halacha is that if a Baal Chayv tries to collect from Yisraelim, he has to swear, even though he produces his shtar, so he has to swear that he didn't get paid. In spite of the fact that there is a chocher of shtar beyond my point, he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. There is also a halacha that if a Baal Chayv tries to be given from the kuches, let's say, he knew the mishtar, so he can be given from the kuches, so even though the kuches are not paying in time is boring, so he also has to swear that the Leve didn't pay. So there is a machlekes Rishonim. Suppose a Baal Chayv tries to collect from the kuches teirs money. Let's say the Leve had a son, and the Leve borrowed the money for 5 years, and the 5 years did not expire yet. And the Malve wants to collect the Chayv, but the Leve has no nechosim. He had one sodeh, and that sodeh was sold to Noikeya. So the Malve, before the 5 years expire, the Malve wants to be given the sodeh from the Rishus of Noikeya. The Chosim Shibodi. And it's there's man. So there is a machlekes Hashem. Some Rishonim say, just as vis-a-vis the Yisraelim, so a Malbe cannot collect without taking a shweim and going as a shtar, and the Rechoche of Shavi of my boy, so vis-a-vis the Keach is the same thing. It's the same thing. And some Rishonim say, no. There's money, even there's money, if he wants to be given from the Keach, so he still has to swear that he didn't get paid. Now the question arises, the Ramban, there's a Rambanchi. So, that by the Keach, in order to be given from the Keach, the Malve has to swear that he didn't get paid from the Leve, even though he tries to collect his money. That's the Rambanchi. Now, what's the Ramban's Svore? So the Ramban's Svore is that in respect to Yoshim, in respect to Yoshim, not true, there is a Chochem. Chazok in the Poreya Bishaz Mani. But this is not a conclusive rule. Sometimes, usually, a person doesn't take their money. You see, I mean that Abai the Rabbi Achil can hold it, or I do it past Kodesh Shlomish. But since Abai the Rabbi Achil, so that means that it's not 100% that no person pays their money. Usually, a person, the average person, doesn't pay a debt their money. But sometimes, it happens that a person pays their money. So the question of why does the Gemara say that one can collect from the same tears money without swearing? After all, why shouldn't he swear at all? Sometimes it happens. So the answer is, says the Ramban, even though sometimes it happens, but, and the Aluchi is, and the Aluchi is in Eilchim Momen Acharo, so he cannot be made Simone, just because most of the time it doesn't happen. But sometimes it does happen that a person pays to his money. So how is it that the Gemara says that he can collect from the Yisraelim, be made from the Yisraelim, and the Yisraelim on the basis of the fact that usually it doesn't happen, but in the Hilchim Omen Acharov, so why should he be able to collect, even though usually a person doesn't pay his money? So the answer is, he too, that sometimes a person pays their money, but if the father did pay their money, he would, in all probability, he would have informed his children about it. You should know that even though the debt is not due yet, I pay it. So, since he didn't inform the children that he paid, I mean, the children don't even present that way. So that means that the father didn't advise them that he paid already the debt that was not due yet. So that's a chochem, that the unusual didn't happen. Because true, sometimes an unusual fact happens. In other words, a person pays this money. But had this happened, if for some reason the father had decided to pay the debtor's money, in all probability, he would have informed the children. So that's only shayach regarding the children, regarding the Yoshi. But not regarding the kuches. Why should he tell the kuches? Because he wouldn't tell. So the male we are hish. That's the shite. But most Rishonim hold that the same halacha that applies to Yorshim applies also to Likuches, except the Ramban. Alright. Mi Abrino. Alright, now the Gemara. Oh, he didn't even call over the Gemara. Iboyo. Tobi lachazma. Vioma leiperati chobisir zman imao. מי אמרינו ממוקם חזוקה, אמרינו מה הוא ישקר. או ידיעו מו, ממוקם חזוקה, אוי אמרינו מה הוא ישקר. So the child is more, yes, if a person, if Reuven, let's say, borrowed from Shimon money, let's say, for a year, and then Shimon claimed the money after the year, and Reuven said to him, I paid you before the year was over. Ma, me, I'm going to walk in Chazok, I'm going to walk in Shakei. Because he had a nige. Because Reuven had a nige, he could have said, I paid it to you after the year was over. But instead of saying, I paid it to you after the year was over, he says that he paid it before the year was over. So there is a conflict between two rights, two yichoches. On one hand, Mili is a yichoches, Malu is shaker. After all, it seems that the Kimen is a truthful person, because if he had been ready to lie, he had a very good lie. He could have said, I paid you only I paid you a few months ago. Efter's money. And he said, no, I paid you half a year ago, Taylor's money. So it's a raya that he doesn't want to lie. On the other hand, there is the Yechoche of the Yechoche's money, so there is a conflict between two Yechoches. So the question is, which Yechoche prevails over me? Whether the Yechoche of Nige prevails over the Yechoche Chazok in Priyabish's money, or the Yechoche of Chazok in Priyabish's money prevails over the Yechoche of Nige. מי אמרים לו כזה אומר לשעקי, או ידירו לו כזה אומר לשעקי, אותו שם. וחסקה שנעושה עד שבראי שלו אינו עושה, היכה דו, אילי משתו במח הזמן, ויום עלי פרטי חו בזמני, פשיד, אילו לב יום עלי, פרטי חו בסעיר זמני, אל מעט ומוקים חזוקי, אמרים לו מלו לשעקי, שעקי. So that was, the Gemara takes it for granted, that the Mishnah does not have reference to the case or where, let's say, Reuben built the wall himself, and then Reuben demands reimbursement from Shimon, and Shimon says that he paid. He reimbursed him, even though originally Reuben built it by himself, but after Reuben built it by himself, Shimon claims he reimbursed Reuben. So the Mishnah says that he is there. So he says, when we should talk about Achazman after the wall was completely finished, and he demanded reimbursement, and he said after the wall was finished I paid you. So is the Kibar Hakel, I mean, the Mishnah has to tell us the Aloha of Kibar Hakel, I mean, the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself in many situations. I mean, does the Mishnah have to tell us that the Aloha of Kibar Hakel applies to every single situation? I mean, there's an infinite number of situations where the Aloha of Kibar Hakel manifests itself. So that's the Chiddush. And what is Biseir's money? Biseir's money means that, in other words, that he paid after, let's say, one row of stones was built. But before all the rows of stones, after one hammer, after, let's say, each row constitutes one hammer height. So, but before all the Dalai Lama's heights were finished. So that's there's money. So in other words, so that's a Chiddush. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is reference to the case where he says, after one row of stones was built, I reimbursed you, even before the whole wall of Dalai Lama's was not finished. So then, what you want to prove from that Mige is effective b'mokim chazokeh? No, it's not raya. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that even before the whole wall is built, it's still considered lachazman. Otherwise, I would say, no, until the whole wall is finished, so it's considered lachazman. So maybe you cannot prove it. Shanoch ha-choshav ha-zavim. Tosh, midala ha-mishol ma'ayim ha-chayim le-isei. Sovel kis-la-achir. So is the חזקה שלו היא נוסד, עד שהיא אומרה לי שנוסד, איך אדם? אילו אין שאולה לך הזמן, אלא פרטיך בזמן ימי לא, אלא לא אמרו לי פרטיך בסייר הזמן. אלא לא ככה זו כבר, אמרו לי, so now the Gemara is trying to prove the reverse from the same. מי אמר שעקי? So the Gemara says, שענוך, דאומה, מי אימא ומחאי לרבונו. Here, even though it's לך הזמן, but this deed, the צומח וכיס לאחר, צומח וכיס לאחר, so he's מחויב to reimburse, so Shimon is מחויב to reimburse Reuben, is not well known. Very few people know. Now, as I said, when we explain the Mishnah, suppose Shimon happens to be a big one in Boki B'Shas. So then the din of the Mishnah is different. It's not Mishnah. That this din of the Mishnah that says that Midam Midalmi is so mayor and so much like Yisrahe. So is the Cheska Shor Inos HaShor Rai Shilasan applies only to a case where Shimon is not a one. And if Shimon is a one, so then we don't say the Cheska Shor Inos HaShor. I mean, it's not Mishnah. The answer is, even if Shimon is alone, but since this din is not well known, so the male he can say, so Shimon will assume that he is not going to collect from him unless unless he'll call him within. So he thinks maybe he will be reluctant, maybe Rume will be reluctant to call him within. And Memele, why should I pay? Maybe he'll decide to leave me alone. So Memele, there is a chazoket, an account of the fact that this deed is not well known. So since people who don't know all the deed, who are not key in all the deed, might assume that there won't be any chiyuv, so Memele, I won't pay him unless he really calls me within. And let him work hard before I pay. So even if Shimon happens to be alone in the nose of that man, he is not likely to be responsive the first moment that Reuven demands it. So in the main letter is Chazoke that Loinos. Shanoch Edom Amirim El Mechai L'Rabo. Now, Omer Rabach Ebed Rabo Amash. Tosh, Mono Libiot, Omer Lehei. Omer Lehei, Rimocha Reuven said to Shimon, I lent you a money, 100 Jews. So Shimon Reuve is made. Omer Lehei, Rimocho, Reuven said to Shimon, Naomi, you only admitted yesterday that you owe me, you borrowed money. So pay it. Imomani Satip Loch Potter. Between yesterday and now, I paid you. I admitted yesterday morning, and yesterday night, I paid you. So it's what? Elobiyodi. But if the next day, when Reuven demands of Shimon the Hamazuz, so he says, Elobiyodi is high. My love is Satip Loch, Domoli Paraticho Bisman. Elobiyodi. The honor of Paraticho Bisir's money, we could tell a Hayat, I'll maybe mock him Chazoke. So the Gemara assumes that when it says Nisati Roch means Piratich of his man, Elo Biyodi, Yomalo Bitaratich of his salesman, and still it says Chaye. So why is it Chaye? After all, he admitted that he owed. He admitted, Shimon admitted to Reuven the day before that he owed. And now he tells him, I paid it, let's say only last night, and it was still Teir's money. It was still Teir's money. So he's chayev. Why is he chayev? So why is he chayev? Al mebi mokim chazoke lo yamrim amalu lishake. Al mebi chazoke lo yamrim amalu lishake. Look, mayim lo biyodi lo hoi dvor meim. Yom amar toloim alu mebi sikim alu praim. Now let's see the Rashi. Malu lishake riboy yom alay peratiko bizman. You can come in the Pratiko of the Sears Money never issue. Or if you more, keep the move the clause, they don't pay on the Sears Money. We are literally mocking the Hazoki the Marley Bure, Maui Shaker Lenin. Omer Hain with Nay, Ela Biodi, before his words of mine. Roy is more than Elo, you can hire the Shalit. Shall he shade him, she hated with his name. The Hibben, the Omar Lovisi, made the Hushali talk. She called me Shane Lay, the Amy Parade. Hil kach eva lepraitit ha. Dilo ma koraiti nemo na filolobo bifne eidin. Di kain lom bish wiz, hamal ves chavir beidin, di tzorch lepeda beidin. So Teisus says Sikashi. Now let's go over this Teisus called him a Levisi first, because that has to do with the Pshat in the Gemara. Kolo eva lelovisi keima lepraitit ha. Hikshu arav rabisi. Ma tzorich al bezderi. Ma tzorich kam litam kolo eime. Havadai ki bishe kvo heido, so we mehem on leima asha li lovo. Ibi ishle me bishwe, so if I time it, she ima li mono li biotcho, va lo eim il adam, vi ose idim ve amre lo inu she lovo upor, hashte hodi kamre sade she lovo mehem, vi hodi kamre, she pora lo imem. Well, you come for a lo imem, all right, the Bach just changes it, I mean, it's not important. Vor de kommer Paula, loj men. Do iu koma akreslo. Di oma lulo visi. Vor ima lulo visi, ike ima le praide dam. So di mis, di gemore in shmues mentions this aloch. Of kola ima lulo visi, kama le praide dam ye, in the case, where one says to the other one, libiotra, and the other one says, la dam. And then Edim come and say, he did bow, but we saw how he paid. So the aloch is, that the nitva has to pay. even though according to the testimony of the Eidim. So he paid him already. Why should he pay him? So it sounds strange. So the answer is because he does not think he made him dame, and he does not think he made him dame. It's not only he made him dame, it's berat made. A person in respect to himself has more than one to name. So when he said, when the mitzvah said, La Adam, I didn't borrow from you, Lloyd Lomela. If one doesn't borrow, you can pay. You can only pay something that you borrow. But if you don't borrow, you can pay. So the Mele, when he was made, when he said La Adam, so ordinarily it would be considered as a tefillah. But later on, Eidim came and said he did borrow, but he paid. So the Mele, now the time of La Adam is construed as Idoye of Leipora. Because when the person said, I didn't borrow, so he said two things. I didn't borrow, and he also said, there is another allegation that emanates from that allegation, I didn't borrow, that he didn't pay, because a person couldn't pay if he didn't borrow. So in other words, so if they didn't come and testify, he borrowed and he paid, so then it would be only an allegation that he didn't bow. But now that the Eidim testified that he did bow, so we accept the testimony of the Eidim that he did bow. But at the same time, the allegation of Al-Adam is construed now as a result of the testimony by the Eidim that he didn't, as an admission that he didn't pay. So melee, that's a big chiddush. I mean, one wouldn't know it, it's a big chiddush. So we have to resort to the aloche of Koloim Alulavisi, came away paraiton, came away paraiton. But here, why do we have to resort to this big chiddush of Koloim Alulavisi, came away paraiton? Here, so Reuven said to Shimon, Monolibiot. And then, so Shimon said, hey, he was made there. He was made there that he was, that he borrowed the money. He borrowed the money from Reuven. And then Rimocha, when Reuven said to Shimon, Neili, so he said, Lo Yivor Neilon. So he is certainly not Nemon and Lo Yivor Neilon, because the Lo Yivor Neilon contradicts his own admission of yesterday, that hey, so why do we have to resort to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisi and Lepraigidom? In Gemara in Shvuyos we have to resort to it. But here, without recourse to the Aloche of Koloim Alulavisi and Lepraigidom, he should be Chayev, because he certainly is not Nemon on the Adam that he says today, inasmuch as the Adam of today contradicts his own admission yesterday. That's the Yiskash. Abu Hochli Tzorchla, Neymeri, the Yitzrich Lashino, Limotze Lemeima, Hoeima Lulabisi, Loish Lulabakla, Elokiyu Lulabisi, Livishiporaiti, Komashmulon, Lichilaime Lulaporaiti Behedi. That writes, that memory in Shwiz of Mono Lubiotcha, Paloi Email Adam, Vyose Idin Vyamre, Hoeinu Shalobo Upor, tells us two things. First of all, he tells us that when a person says, Ladam, so, and if it cannot be accepted as Mamish Ladam, so then it has to be construed as Loiparai. That's one thing. Then another thing is implicit in the memory in Shuez. Because according to memory in Shuez, so if Reuven said to Shimon, one will be otro, and Shimon said, Ladam. Shimon said Ladam. And then Eidim come and say, Hoinu, that Shimon was Loive from Reuven and he was Pereya. So then the halacha is he has to pay. Even if Shimon will say, when I said Ladam yesterday, I didn't mean Ladam. I meant like Ladam. In other words, because I paid your rent. So even in that case, the Gemara says in Shuez that you have to pay. So in other words, so the Gemara in Shuez, the Melvin in Shuez says two aloches. One aloche is the ikabin of Koloim Alulavisi, which is a big chiddush. And then another chiddush that he cannot explain away his statement. In other words, that it's interpreted, it is to be understood in the according to the regular connotation of the allegation. And he cannot explain it away. So, So the Mele, when the Gemara says here, so that's the second thing that is implicit in the Gemara in Shuas of Kol Imalu Rizik Emel Lugrayt Nome. So when the Gemara says, Yom Ama, Kol Imalu Rizik Emel Lugrayt Nome, the Gemara doesn't mean the first thing of Kol Imalu Rizik, but the second thing, that it cannot be mitarizable. This is how Tesis explains the Gemara. But does it appear from Rashi that Rashi explains the Gemara that way? Rashi says, Lo Yedvar Melo, Hilka Chayev Rishali, Shari Yeshedim Shehendel Yitzneyem, V'chidim Diyoma Alul Avisi, Meyeh Hu Shalei Pora, Shekovi Shehele Vei Lein Epareya. Why doesn't Rashi mention about the Tanz Vipurei? Rashi doesn't mention. Apparently, Rashi didn't explain the Gemara like Tesis. That according to Rashi, so here we have an application of the first din of Kol Imalu Rizkon Pragidome. It's true that the Gemara in Shmuel says to all of us, one, the Ikar din of Kol Imalu Rizkon Pragidome, that when a person says, La'adam, I never borrowed money, so if it cannot be accepted as such, that he never borrowed because there is a Haggadah Seidim that he did borrow, so then it is to be construed as an admission that he didn't pay, that's the Ikar din of Kol Imalu Rizkon Pragidome. And then there's another din that is implicit in that Gemara in Shmuel, that he cannot be mitarizable. So according to Tesis, when the Gemara mentions